$25. Now, maybe you need a haircut, you need a perm, you need something. Well, this is a opportunity to come over and meet some Christian people and a Christian business that have been in business for years and know their business and have good quality products and services. In our salon here in Palm City, we'll give you a gift certificate. If your gift this morning is $25 or more to WCNO, they'll give you a gift certificate that's valued at $25 toward their services as their gift of appreciation to you. So if you're here in the Palm City, Stewart, Indian Town, Jensen Beach, Rio area, Port Salerno, somewhere here close, you might want to think, well, I'll give that gift of $25 and get that gift certificate. And we'll mail that out with your receipt this morning when you call in and make that gift available to WCNO.
There you go. And I'll tell you, my family, all of us, there's mm-hmm. four of us, and actually five of us, including Papa. And Papa's 93, going on 94. He's going to turn 94 shortly. Papa goes in and gets his hair done there in our salon. Watch out, Nick and Robin. What you drinking? Hey, these are good friends of ours. And, you know, I have a special needs child, and mm-hmm. I take Drew in there, and I'll tell you what, they are so great with him. Mm-hmm. It is amazing how mm-hmm. Drew lets them wash his hair and work on his head. They do an awesome job with him. And, of course, my lady, you see, I would give her this whole stack, but I can't do it because I want our listeners to be able to enjoy. Mm-hmm. But our family, we have been so blessed by them. At some point, Tom, Karen had brought up underwriting mm-hmm. For businesses.
That's right.
And this is a great exposure that you can potentially participate in as we spread the gospel. If you think about it, how could I get the name out of our business, what we do, and how could I share that with the believing community, the faith community, cross-denominational lines, reaching mm-hmm. across counties? Well, as an underwriter of WCNO, you could do that, and it's very affordable. It's extremely affordable. And I believe I heard something about that if someone becomes an underwriter during this prayer and praise,
it counts toward the fundraising.
See, this is my mm-hmm. first year yep. doing this, so I'm still trying to get my wobbly, wibbly legs going here. But I believe that's something that's available.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's something you may want to look into.
Yeah, so if you're a Christian business person out there and you become an underwriter with WCNO today, the entry level, and this is not the only level, there are other levels available. Information is available on the website about the underwriting program. But you're a Christian business person in this area, and you want to support Christian radio and at the same time let people know about your presence in the community. Well, the FCC allows us to acknowledge your contribution to the station.
Okay.
So you're making a donation to the station, and we, in turn, are allowed by FCC rules and regulations to acknowledge you as an underwriter of the WCNO ministry. Now, okay. Somewhere in that spot, it has to say that you're an underwriter or a supporter of the WCNO ministry. So that's going to do. But it's a 30-second spot. Tells who you are, what you do, where you're located, what products or services you provide, how people can contact you if they wish to do that. And for just $280 a month, you get one spot a day, every day, Monday through Friday, on the station. Now, it may air at 8 o'clock this morning, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 11 o'clock the next morning, 5 o'clock the next afternoon. You know, it rotates
sure,
around.
Sure.
And so you're getting a number of different people listening to your spot. And if we accidentally play you two spots a day, you got to promise not to complain.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Now is this something that even I can do? I mean, I'm a pastor in the city. Can pastors do this?
We have a program called the Ministry Partners Plan, and it's the same cost. And the churches, well, they get a little bit more for the bang for their buck because, you know, churches have different events coming up.
True.
And we put together a generic spot that tells the church or tells the community that, you know, First Church is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry. Their service times are Sunday morning and mm-hmm. so forth. And because the churches are, most churches are a 501c3 tax exempt ministry, we can talk about their daycare, we can talk about their school, we can mention, you know, the tuition price if necessary. Not that they want to do that, but sometimes they do. We can talk about a number of different things because they're a nonprofit that we can't talk about for the businesses that are for profit. For example, I can say call the church daycare, but I can't say call the commercial daycare, but I can right. tell you that the commercial daycare is available at and give the
sure.
phone number. There's
sure.
there's some fine hairs there in the legal requirements of what we can say and what we can't do. But with the churches, we put together a generic spot, come worship this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you have a special speaker coming and you want to promote him a week out or 2 weeks out or three
right.
weeks out. That's up to you. We pull that generic spot, we play that speaker. When the speaker's spots are done, we go back and play that generic spot. And then coming up in May, you've got Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about your special Mother's Day. Then in June, Father's Day. Then maybe July, you want to talk about a special 4th of July celebration that you're mm-hmm. doing and honoring the nation and praying for the nation. And, you know, and then, or you may be involved in a National Day of Prayer event that you want to promote. You may have a special evangelist coming to speak. You want to promote him or the women's conference or prayer breakfast. Or you might even want to promote that yard sale that you're having to raise money
sure.
for the kids to go to
camp.
You
have a lot of flexibility.
You've
as
got
a church.
Lot of flexibility. $280 a month.
Sign me up.
Sign you up.
Sign me. Can I do? I mean, I'm coming in here as a partner. There
the
isn't
church.
Any. Absolutely. Sign my church up.
16,
listen,
okay.
there isn't
we'll
any
talk
way
about
that,
this
that
in a minute.
I know, but I just want to encourage other pastors because one thing that I believe in, leaders set the example. They set the pace, and they practice what they preach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am so totally committed to the mission that God has given us here, and I see the great potential in a bigger way than I've ever seen it.
Well, you know, for years, Jonathan, I pastored a church here many years ago, and for years we put a display ad, you know, a paid display
I've been
ad
there. Been
in
there.
The paper.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to slam the papers
pick
over
on
here
them, right?
or pick on them or anything. But this is my experience, and maybe some of the pastors out there have had that same experience. I put a display ad in a local paper for years, not only here in this area, but when I was up in North Florida, when I was over on the Gulf
right.
Coast years ago, we always put a display ad in the paper. Remember the old phone books, the yellow
oh,
page
yes,
ads?
Yes.
Paid to have ads in the paper. Now, I know on occasion I can recall people saying, well, I looked you up in the phone book.
Sure.
And found you in the phone book years ago. I don't know that they do that anymore. You know, there's still some phone books that are around, but the display ad that I put in the paper in North Florida, we put in the local paper up there in Alachua County.
Mm-hmm.
It covered the Alachua County, Clay County, Bradford County, and Putnam County area. It was mm-hmm. right there in a little town. And I never recall one person ever telling me that they came to the church because
that
of
ad.
That ad.
Wow.
And then when I went to the Gulf Coast, I don't recall ever having anybody say, hey, I saw the ad in the paper. And then when I came here, the problem that I had with the ad is it was the same ad every week, but it was like somebody in the ad department was, you know, said Sunday morning service 1 week started at 10 o'clock, and the next week it started at 1 o'clock.
Oh, what?
You know?
Right.
You know, and it was like they were purposely messing with the times the logo would be inverted and upside down.
Wow.
I mean, all kind of crazy things happen. But, you know, never had anybody come. But when you, as a pastor, make a personal invitation on the radio,
mm-hmm.
it takes that to a different level.
Right.
Come worship with us. this Sunday. Another thing that it does is that the churches can do. Come worship this Sunday as Pastor Love Bubbles brings the message on how to raise children in an ungodly world.
Right.
Maybe next week, how to minister as the head of the household to your wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
How to be that man of God that God, you know, and you tell the people what you're ministering on and what your services are about. And if you're preaching messages that minister to people and that help them in their daily Christian life, don't be surprised and don't call me and complain that you got too many people showing up at church.
That's right.
You know, you just might have to build a bigger church.
I had a pastor, he's on this station, has a great program, and he was talking about the percentage of people that are in his congregation today that were introduced to their ministry through this radio station.
We have a programmer on this station right now that just moved out of his church, and he had to move his church over to another location because it's growing.
Growth so fast.
Growing so fast.
Yeah.
And so, you see, there's an opportunity to participate in Christian radio and get the message out. And we're talking about underwriting and the Ministry Partners Plan. The information's available there on the web. And if you want to know more about it, give us a call. And if you join us as a ministry partner or as a corporate underwriter during the prayer and praise time, let me tell you the total cost. It requires a six-month commitment.
Right.
There is a six-month commitment. What's the hook? That's the hook.
Right.
It requires a six-month commitment, but $280 over 6 months, that's $1,680.
Right.
So to have a spot a day on the radio, 100,000 watt FM station broadcasting from Palm Bay, Melbourne to Fort Lauderdale, from Okeechobee, Belgrade, Pahokee, and Clewiston across the lake and into the Bahamas. And I don't think the people in the Bahamas are going to walk across the water to come to church on Sunday. But the thing is it's a tremendous coverage area. And for $1,680 over 6 months, you don't have to pay it all up front.
Mm-hmm.
$280 a month. You pay it, it's $280 a month. And I'm going to tell you, I believe it works because I've seen it work.
Amen.
And so enough said about that. We're coming up on the top of the hour. And if you'd like to join us as an underwriter and help out here at the station, that will be counted toward our fundraising effort. And we would add $1,680 to our total.
But, you know, sorry to interrupt you, that, you know, for both the underwriter or ministry, if you're just a new business startup, or a new ministry that you want to get the word out about your business.
That's right.
You know, what an investment for a six-month investment.
That's right.
To get your business, help get your business off
you
the
know,
ground.
Exactly. You know, we put, you know, there was a fellow that used to have a business here in town. He made signs, and he had a saying. He said, no sign is a sign of no business.
Well, that's true.
And
that's true.
You know, why... Why? And we're not doing advertising. We are a non-commercial station,
right.
So we can't do advertising.
Right.
But we can acknowledge our underwriters and tell people about them in the area. Why is it that the cola companies advertise?
It works.
Why is it that the furniture company?
It works.
The mattress place.
Right. It works.
Why is it that these people are on television doing this? Because if they don't do it, they don't sell their product.
Right.
They don't sell. We have people calling here all the time looking for a Christian plumber.
Mm-hmm.
We have people calling here looking for mechanics
That's
and
right.
doctors
electricians,
and
whatever.
And lawyers and dentists
right.
And all kind of people. And we know that there's Christian doctors and lawyers and dentists.
That's right.
And, insurance salesmen and CPAs and, you know, all kind of people out
sure.
there in the community. And, you know, I think they're missing that untapped resource that Christian people want to support Christian businesses.
We do want to do that, and it's very important. And I think sometimes maybe a businessman's thinking, okay, I really don't have an advertising budget per se. You know, people come to me, they find me, I'm kind of busy. But maybe they're thinking, well, I would like to support the spreading of the gospel throughout this area. I agree with the mission. I like what WCNO does. Well, this is an opportunity to lift and strengthen this station as an underwriter, along with strengthening your own business.
And there's some underwriters.